The history of the Vikings is often told as a Western story. Longships crossing the North Sea, monasteries burning along the English coast, armies settling in the Danelaw, and Norse leaders carving territories from the kingdoms of Britain and the Frankish world. Yet another Viking expansion, equally ambitious and in many respects more geographically impressive, unfolded toward the east. From the forests and lakes of Scandinavia, Norse travelers entered a vast network of rivers stretching across what are now Russia, Ukraine, Belarus, the Baltic states, and parts of Eastern Europe. These waterways carried them toward the Black Sea, the Caspian Sea, the Byzantine capital of Constantinople, and the wealthy markets of the Islamic world. The Eastern routes were not a single road, nor were they controlled by one people or one kingdom. They formed a complex system of rivers, lakes, portages, forests, trading stations, tribute zones, and fortified settlements. Through this system moved furs, wax, honey, weapons, silver, silk, spices, enslaved people, and warriors seeking fortune. The men who traveled these routes are often known in historical sources as Varangians, while the political and commercial communities that emerged from their activities became associated with the Rus. Their journeys transformed both Scandinavia and Eastern Europe, connecting distant regions and helping to create new centers of political power. The eastern expansion of the Scandinavians began gradually, long before the emergence of large Viking armies or recognizable Rus principalities. During the 7th and 8th centuries, communities around the Baltic Sea were already exchanging goods across considerable distances. Scandinavian merchants obtained fine metalwork, glass beads, weapons, amber, and silver, while exporting products from the northern forests and coastlines. The Baltic was not an empty frontier waiting to be entered by Norse adventurers. It was surrounded by diverse peoples, including Finnic, Baltic, Slavic, and Germanic communities, each with its own political structures and commercial traditions. Scandinavian travelers had to negotiate, trade, intermarry, raid, and sometimes cooperate with local groups. The eastern routes developed through these interactions rather than through a simple process of conquest. Norse merchants depended on local knowledge to navigate unfamiliar rivers, locate safe portages, acquire provisions, and communicate with inland populations. The growth of Scandinavian influence was therefore inseparable from alliances and cultural exchange. Even the boats used on these routes reflected adaptation. The great ocean-going longship was not always suited to shallow rivers and difficult overland crossings. Eastern travelers often relied on smaller, lighter vessels that could be rowed, sailed, pulled through marshes, or carried across land from one waterway to another. The geographic logic of the eastern routes began in the Baltic. Scandinavian voyagers leaving regions such as Svealand, Gotland, or the eastern coast of Sweden could sail across the sea toward the Gulf of Finland, the eastern Baltic islands, or the mouths of rivers flowing inland. The island of Gotland became especially important because of its position in the center of Baltic commerce. Archaeological discoveries there, including enormous quantities of foreign silver coins, reveal how deeply the island participated in eastern trade. Merchants could use Gotland as a staging point between Scandinavia and the southern or eastern Baltic shores. From there, they entered river systems leading toward the interior. Unlike the open Atlantic routes to Iceland or Greenland, the eastern journeys unfolded through a constantly changing landscape. A traveler might begin on salt water, continue through a river, cross a lake, unload his cargo, drag the vessel overland, and then descend another river flowing in a completely different direction. Progress depended on the seasons. Spring floods could make rivers easier to navigate, while winter ice could turn waterways into roads for sledges. Summer offered long daylight but also exposed travelers to insects, heat, and low water. Every expedition required careful planning and knowledge of local conditions.